It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Black Lives Matter 5280 and some protesters are suing Denver over the use of force by police at recent demonstrations. CPR's Corey Jones has more.
Filed by the ACLU, the federal lawsuit claims officers violated protesters' rights to free speech and free assembly by using tear gas, rubber bullets, pepper balls, and more on peaceful crowds. Dr. April Alexander is a plaintiff who attended the first day of protests last month. She says she was near a calm crowd when suddenly clouds of tear gas surrounded her without warning. After that, Alexander says she did not return to protest.
What I'm most hoping is, one, there were people who were physically harmed, and I want that to be acknowledged. But then two, again, protect future people who want to engage in activism.
A Colorado judge has already limited when police can use these weapons, but the lawsuit seeks a federal injunction, as well as punitive damages and compensation for injuries and trauma. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
The statue of a soldier that stood in front of the Colorado State Capitol until yesterday will stay in storage until a committee decides what to do with it. The statue was pulled down sometime late Wednesday night. The troops it memorializes fought for the Union during the Civil War, but also carried out violence against Native tribes. Herb Welsh is a member of the Northern Arapaho. He said hearing the statue was down was overwhelming.
It brought a small measure of justice for our ancestors.
Members of the Arapaho and Cheyenne tribes were massacred by military volunteers at Sand Creek. Welsh calls the renewed focus on memorials an awakening for the nation.
And we're finding out that the heroes that America once had are really not the heroes of America. They're the heroes of white America.
Governor Polis has said he wants the people who vandalized the Civil War statue to face legal consequences. Sometime overnight, another sculpture honoring Christopher Columbus was torn from its site from Denver's Civic Center Park. Interstate 70 will close in East Denver tonight, and for the weekend, the shutdown of all lanes will allow for more work on the Central 70 project. The interstate will close between I-270 and the exits for Steel Street and Vasquez Boulevard starting tonight at 10. CDOT says the freeway will reopen early Monday morning. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.